Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Get the open sign up here.
Oh yeah, I gotta get that open sign up.
We got rid of the lag screws and put some real wheel studs in there. Now we got lug nuts to put on there. So now we are open. The open sign is up. The on-air light is on. Welcome, everyone, to the third hour of Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. I'm very honored and proud to have you join me each and every hour of Auto World. And some of you that are listening on our great affiliates there, the radio station in your local town, thank you. And if they aren't taking all of the hours and you've found out a way of doing it, which is on, of course, an internet app and or GCNlive.com. That's GCNlive.com. And again, I want to shout out to you. You know who you are. A few of you have actually emailed me and said that you're listening to my first and second hour, or I had one gentleman say, I only get the first hour, I want the other two. And so you stated that you called your local radio station and says, hey, we would like you to take another hour. And what I'm saying this for is I just want to do a shout out to each and every one of you that you know who you are, and thank you. I salute you. If you were here, I'd give you a big hug and shake your hand, because I do love helping more and more people. And in order to do that and give each and every one of you a little bit of fun, entertainment, and help you and take you down the road of success and saving money when it comes to your automobile. And like our last hour here with Jamie Sullivan, the Vice President of Business Development at DIRK, I'm getting some emails that are coming in late. Really late. I don't know what happened. I apologize because I got some questions here for our guest, and he's not with us now in the third hour. He's with us. We'll have to get him back on for sure to get your questions answered. And I don't know why. I'm looking at the time. Alex and I were just talking about that. I got emails that came in way late. So I did get your emails. Here's one from Trey, one of our charter members, and he wanted to ask in his research. It says that Tesla's full self-driving as it is right now, as it is 8 times safer than a human driving. And Trey would like to know what his research says. So, Trey, we're going to get him back on the air. I've got a lot more emails, quite a few of them actually coming in with some more questions that came in late. So I'm sorry about that, folks. Well, I will get your questions answered. We'll just get him back on for another hour. We'll talk about a little bit of AI. And that last question I had for him was about the colleges. He wants to talk a little bit more about that, too. So hours sometimes not enough. So we'll just have him on another hour. So here are the third hour. Oh, yeah. We got a lot of fun for you. Some news. We got that trivia question we need to get answered. We're going to get that out right now. Let's get some gifts out of that Lincoln Continental truck. Trunk. 52 Lincoln Continental is not a truck. We got the gifts in the trunk. Now, the trivia question is, when it comes to antifreeze, what does OAT stand for? O-A-T, OAT. No, it's not OAT. Brian, the first hour, said, out of California on our great affiliate there, said, it's OATS, Mark. No. Is there OATS in antifreeze? There's a question for you. But what does OAT stand for, O-A-T, when it comes to your antifreeze that you are actually are concerned about right now because we're going into that season? And sometimes that season is cold. Winter. Fall and then winter, of course, and then, that's really cold. Weather after coming about the middle of February is when it's getting really cold. And you have to be concerned about your antifreeze before that cool weather. In fact, I would be concerned about your antifreeze more so in August, folks, when it's really, really hot, than I would be in winter. Why? You like air conditioning, don't you? Do you like cool air coming out of those vents? Yeah. See, heat, water pump, thermostat, in the engine. The engine thermostat has to open and close, and if the thing, if that thermostat hangs up and sticks and does not open all the way, then you've got yourself, well, like the call I just had Friday, coming into the greasy garage, a gentleman that was a couple, two, 3 hours away from me and was concerned because his temperature gauge needle was going to the top of the mountain, and we were calling it hot. Yes, when the temperature gauge gets to the top of the mountain, you're boiling. So, and it gets right down to it. Antifreeze is not only a coolant, but it's also an oil. And there's all different types of antifreeze. And when we get this trivia question answered, we're going to talk about different types of antifreeze and how come. So, let's get that answered. Join me right here, 855-660-4261. My email is always good. 8 days a week. That's a song, I think. 8 days a week. Okay. Many hours a day. Just go ahead and use it. Auto World Radio. One word. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. I welcome you to message me on Facebook. And, of course, the phone number again since 1992 is 855-660-4261. Third hour. Oh, yeah. I want you to ponder this for a little bit before we get to it. Do EVs cost more to service than gas models? Ponder that for a little bit. Consumer Reports, they got three categories we're going to be bringing up and talking about. And also ICE. I-C-E. What's it stand for? But another thing I want you to think about that I put up on our Facebook page, of course, Mark Evans is my address. You'll see me there smiling behind the microphone. There's a yellow coupe there in the background. I try to keep the pictures all the same. I've probably aged a little bit since that photo. But anyway, you can find it there at Mark Evans and then Auto World Radio Facebook page. And Instagrammers, you can go over to Instagram and look at Instagram, and that address is Auto World Media. Took a few pictures up there. We talked about the laser wiper blades. Take a look at that photo. Laser wiper blades was in the first hour. We're going to be talking about the technology. There's a car company that has technology out. That's what that picture's all about. You know, the gears in your head is a profile of a head with the gears rolling around. Your gears are always turning, aren't they? Yes, they are. They're always thinking. So, with that, there's a car manufacturer, folks. They've got a technology allowing you to operate your vehicle functions simply by thought. That's almost like I Dream a Genie. Remember that show? Poof. There's a genie. Comes out of the bottle, and he got whatever he wanted. Maybe you should sit in this brand. We'll be talking about this later. Maybe sit in the driver's seat of this brand. You might have a genie sitting right there next to you. Well, first and foremost, I'm glad you're sitting next to me here on the third hour of Auto World. Riding shotgun. We've pulled this bad boy away from the curb. We're going to have a lot of fun. Not only that, we got some trivia. We got some more emails we're going to get to. Of course, throughout the whole entire program. And also, oh, yeah, wait a minute. Oh, there's a new flagship in town. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that new flagship. But also, the fifth generation of the Rally Breed Icon is back. Fifth generation. That's a lot of years. We'll be visiting with you on that. And, of course, oh, yes, I'm telling you what, the Munich show just took place, and I have got some concept cars that we're going to bring in those concept cars to you right here on Auto World here this third hour. But most of all, folks, you're the star of the show. I want to hear from you. If you're on a delayed station, you can email me. If you call the 855-660-4261 number, you might not get an answer because you're listening to us on the delayed station. I do appreciate you listening to us. Email me. Don't get mad. Let's get glad. Email me, and I'll always be in touch with you. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And again, if you have any ideas that you really do think that could be bettering our future right here in our and your auto world, I want to hear about it. No, I'm not going to steal it. I'm just going to talk about it, share it with other people. Meaning that, you know, you have an idea for maybe a car, maybe a truck, maybe how the road should be designed. Where should bicycles go? Where should people walk? Well, walking on the sidewalk works. It's been like that for years, but where should the bicycles go? Cars and bicycles don't match up. We're going to take a short break right here from the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Yeah.
from the curb.
We got the air in the airbags just enough, but when you pull it in to the curb, make sure you got her down in the weeds, folks. Hey, good to have you along. Welcome back. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along. We got an email in here, and this email came in fresh, new, and quick. The other emails, I don't know what happened the last hour, but the emails are now, ever since I don't know what I did, refreshed something, but it worked. And anyway, your emails are now fresh and coming in, and like I say, we're going to get Jamie back on, and we'll get your questions answered on the Durek system. And how come and why is on the Tesla questions? We'll get those all answered for you. The trivia question here on Auto World this week that we got an answer, and it looks like we've got from Robin a good answer. And the trivia question is, what does OAT, O-A-T, stand for on the front bottle on your antifreeze bottle, the plastic bottle that has the antifreeze in it? All different colors today. Robin emails us. She says she's listening to us, first and foremost. Let's do the shout-out. She's listening to us in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Woo! Shout-out! There's our shout-out, Horn. Let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate there in Oklahoma. KZLS AM 1640, Oklahoma City, Edmond, Stillwater, Oklahoma. Robin, you're in Oklahoma City. Good to be in Oklahoma today. Good to have you folks along. Robin, thank you. And you say, OAT. OAT stands for organic, OAT now, organic acid technology. Robin, drum roll please. It's a quiet one, but we got one. Hear it? Robin, you're absolutely right. Congratulations, you're the winner. Thank you for answering. It does stand for organic acid technology, OAT. Sometimes that'll throw you, though, all of us. Sometimes we just see OAT technology, OAT. That's why this is a trivia question. We're going to now talk a little bit about antifreeze, but before we do that, Robin, if you would, thank you again. Appreciate that. This is what I enjoy, is Auto World is interactive, informative of all things automotive. And Robin, if you would, send me back an email with your address, and I'll send you out some good detail goodies, and we'll make sure that, in fact, I could actually send you out. I'm going to send you out a packet of... It's a very interesting packet. It does work. We've used it before in cars many times. And I'm trying to think of the name on it. It's a packet, powdered packet, that you actually take your radiator cap off, Robin, when the engine is cold. So do it first thing in the morning. And that basically highlights the silicate in the antifreeze to make it work better and make it last longer. We'll throw that in the gifts, too. Thanks, Robin. Appreciate that. Antifreeze is a big part of our life, and we don't think about antifreeze at all. Sometimes a lot of people you don't think about flushing and back flushing. Your antifreeze goes through your coolant system in one direction, and sometimes here at the Greasy Garage, we back flush. We go the other way around. But truthfully, can you do it yourself? A lot of you in the past used to buy the T-fitting, and you cut the heater hose and put the T-fitting in and hook the garden hose up, and then just turn the garden hose on full blast while you disconnected the upper radiator hose and letting all the sewage come out that way. No. Okay, those cars back in the day, 60s, 70s, and 80s, okay, that's about 75% okay, but I'm talking new cars. We're talking about all these different types of antifreeze. We have to take the thermostat out so the system is clear. The thermostat, when it cools down, is closed. And when it's closed, the coolant doesn't go through the system for a shop like ourselves here at the Greasy Garage to be able to back flush and get all the goo out of there. How often should you get the goo out? How often should you back flush? How often should you... take it to the shop. They're going to make the mess, folks. As you know, if you don't, pets, dogs, cats, antifreeze is sweet tasting. I've never tasted it. Only that one time when I was doing a back flush and the car was on the lift and it splashed all over my face. Yes. So, yes, I have tasted it. It's sweet tasting. Pets die if they eat antifreeze, folks. So don't try to do this stuff. This back flush antifreeze yourself, because you might spill it and you might end up not having a dog or a cat or the neighbor's dog or cat. Hire a shop to do it. They'll do it correctly. They'll be able to take the thermostat out. They'll probably recommend, and I do recommend too, to replace the antifreeze, the thermostat, at the same time that they're putting new antifreeze in. Every 75,000 miles, folks, it's a lubricant and a coolant all in one. That saves you from basically worrying about a thermostat that's going up and down all the time, getting glued up, gooed, and doesn't want to shut or open all the way. That's pretty expensive when you're 2 hours away from home and the thermostat's stuck, causing a lot of pressure, causing now, wherever there's a weak system in your coolant system, since the thermostat didn't open up all the way to get the flow going, flowing fast, causing that leak to really explode, especially on the Ford F-150 pickups that have the water pump tube O-ring. Boom, goodbye to the O-ring. And now you got a leak, and now you're not going to make it home. Just because you didn't do a new thermostat and you didn't backflush, get all the goo out. Bunch of different types of antifreezes. Here's the colors. Of course we all know green. Wait a minute. Do you know about the Asian green? That's for Subarus, Infinities, and Suzukis, and some other brands are in there also. Now, I'm telling you the brands, but I want you to look on the front of the antifreeze bottle first to see the years. So like the Subarus, 1999 and older, or 1999 and newer. See, for example, the Subaru also comes up into a, we've got the green and we've also got the blue, but it's different years of Subarus. That's how particular we are, the manufacturers are, and us technicians are when we're putting the right antifreeze in your car. You got the green, you got the blue, which is for Acura, Honda, Nissan. Pink, Toyota. Red, Lexus, Scion, Toyota, 1990 and up. Purple, what? Yeah, there's purple antifreeze. European, that's a Selgate type of antifreeze. It's purple. It's for Audi, Mercedes-Benz, Porsches, and Volkswagens. Now you got the conventional green, which goes all the way into the 1998 and older. Light green, really, really, really light green. It's for Volvos. So there's a lot of, okay, so you're wondering, I got this miscellaneous, or universal, I call it miscellaneous, it's a universal antifreeze that can go in anything, Mark. What? Yes, Prestone has it. AutoZone, Pep Boys, they all have it. Of course, AutoZone is a private label, Pep Boys is a private label, it's probably built by Prestone, and they put their own name on it and all. Well, let me ask you, is the antifreeze, I just said the different colors and the different brands. If I did put in a purple into a old Dodge, 1985 Dodge, oh, let's call it a Class C motorhome, purple. Do you remember? You've been writing down the notes with your paper and pen, aren't you? Purple's for European. That's for Audis. Put it in a Dodge motorhome and you're going to be asking for trouble. When we come back, the technology allowing you to operate your vehicle with just simply a thought process? What?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, a key moderate Democrat, says he cannot support President Biden's $3.5 trillion spending plan.
We have done an awful lot, and there's still an awful lot of people that need help, but you have 11 million jobs that aren't filled right now. 8 million people are still unemployed. Something's not matching up. Don't you think we ought to hit the pause?
Senator Manchin speaking on CNN State of the Union. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders called that unacceptable.
It's absolutely not acceptable to me. I don't think it's acceptable to the president. to the American people or to the overwhelming majority of the people in the Democratic caucus.
The Senate hopes to pass the package this week in order for the House to do so by a September 27th deadline. U.S. Capitol Police say they've recommended disciplinary action for six officers for, quote, violation of its code of conduct over their handling of protesters on U.S. Capitol grounds on January 6th. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Anticipation.
Just doing my job on the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol.
Watch out for the whistles. Hey, good to have you along. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Thanks for joining us. I'm sitting in the Greasy Garage studio, of course, this week in my favorite Dodge Viper chair. I'm sitting back relaxing with you. Thank you for taking your time out of your life, stopping everything to tune in. I do appreciate it, folks. It's quite an honor to be here driving the Auto World car each and every week, and you're riding shotgun alongside with me. And I know that you've been feeling this. I've been making you wait. The anticipation, I know it. This whole anticipation, it's about the brand that I put up, little picture there, the side profile of somebody's head with the gears rotating and saying, of course, on our Facebook page, Mark Evans is my Facebook page address. I welcome you over to the Auto World Radio Facebook page. And one thing I did mention, like we're going to now, is technology allowing you to operate a vehicle. The vehicle functions simply by your thought process. What's this all about, Mark? I got the people in the first row just anticipation there, sitting here sweating, wanting to know what and who. Well, folks, it's time. Mercedes-Benz Vision AVTR, pronounced Avatar. The concept initially was developed in cooperation with James Cameron, director of the smash hit movie by that name, Avatar. It first debuted at the 2020 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Now it has made the trek across the Atlantic and has gotten some new cutting-edge technology along the way. And where? The Munich Car Show. Visitors to the Munich Car Show, they got a special chance to try out the brain-computer interface by climbing into the mock-up of the Vision Z AVTR Avatar's driver's seat. Using a band with electrical sensors at the back of the head, the BCI system will detect activity that's inside your head, using it to operate a variety of different vehicle functions. There's also a glowing central controller that can read your pulse to operate many of the prototype functions, and the Avatar also features both virtual and reality technology. The Mercedes-Benz Vision is what they're calling it. It is a concept car. But can you just sit there and imagine right now, in your home, in your man cave, in your she shed, wherever you're sitting, your thought process, and having it tell the car what to do? It's coming your way. That all became apparent, of course, at the Munich. The concept cars, they ruled the Munich Motor Show here this year. Quite a few of them were at the show. Here's just a few of them. The Audi Grand Sphere was one. Of course, that Mercedes I just mentioned was also a concept. The City Transformer, that's another new one. Pint size, of course. BMW, they were there. They were there with the BMW I version circular, is what it's called. These are all concept cars, and what that means is these cars aren't, well, they don't have a VIN number on them yet. And if they had a VIN number, they wouldn't be called concept cars. This is, a concept means that they're designing and building and putting them out there in the car shows for all of us to see throughout the internet, journalists like myself, TV, radio, internet, all of us, to get kind of an idea if we do like them, and we make a comment, and then those concepts come to life. That's the car you're driving. That's the truck you're driving. In fact, I remember when the PT Cruiser was debuted in Frankfurt, Germany, and I was there live. So that's how that happens. It's a concept vehicle, but again, some of you probably own a PT Cruiser. They're here, and now they're gone. How about the Plymouth Prowler? Was also Tom Gale was the designer of that concept car. When we saw that purple little Plymouth Prowler back in 1998, sitting there at the Cobo Center in Detroit, we said to ourselves, "Wow, look at that concept car! I hope that one comes. All aluminum V6." And of course, I went, "Oh yeah, well, where's the V8?" Here's another one: the Urban Rebel concept car out of Munich. Hyundai has also a concept there. Oh, look at this, the Mercedes-Benz EQG. That's basically an SUV that was also at the Munich show. Mercedes-Benz Maybach EQS was also there. It was based on the same EVA platform as the mainstream Mercedes EQS sedan that's out right now. The mini version Urbanaut. I like the name, the mini version Urbanaut. It's a little miniature minivan. And a lot of these are, of course, what hit big time at the Munich Automotive Show was electric EV. Coming up here in just a little bit here on Auto World, we're going to be talking about, do EVs cost more to service than gas models? I have got some information for each and every one of you from Consumer Reports. Back to the Munich show, though. Smart concept number one. That's what they're calling it. What is it? Who is it? Well, it's a Mercedes, a little Mercedes compact type car that was a concept car. Oh, yeah, it's only measuring 169 inches, nose to tail. That's a pretty little short little thing. They're looking at, Mercedes thinking about bringing that in production in 2023. Now, Volkswagen, of course, was there. The ID4, of course, is out, and you folks are liking it. It's electric and all that. But Volkswagen also has a concept car, and they're calling it the Volkswagen ID.Life. This is a five-door hatchback, forecast anew in 2025. It's a Volkswagen ID electric crossover, filling the gap between the ID3 hatchback and the ID4 compact crossover. So they're trying to make sure that Volkswagen is trying to make sure it'll be in a front-wheel drive crossover, powered by a 57 kW battery. back, of course, powering it. You ready for this? 231 horsepower electric motor, folks. Now, everybody's always concerned about the range. Well, the range of this Volkswagen ID. Life battery pack, yes, it's going to give you 249 miles. But this is the really some good news here. The fast charging. That's what we all care about, too. Well, it can fast charge that Volkswagen ID.Life, literally, looks like in 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Can't believe it. Top speed, they're boasting here at the Munich Car Show that this thing can go 112 miles an hour. That's not too bad for a little car. It's got basically a built-in gaming console. Uh-oh. You know what that means. Sitting at the stoplight. Folks, remember the second hour. Good interview. Over 200,000 intersections, and everybody's looking down on their phone. Do we really need to be playing games at the intersections, folks? Volkswagen, what are you doing? You know, it amazes me. Volkswagen, of course, they ran into a little bit of problem with that diesel. Remember back in the year, they had to program the computer chip to cheat a little bit, and the emissions weren't passing, and they got fined quite heavily. Oh, yeah, that's not good. Well, they've come back, of course. They fixed it. They paid their fines. They've come back, and they've given us some great cars. Munich Motor Show. They showed a lot of them, and I didn't get a chance to go over, but I do get a lot of press releases and a lot of information concerning that's what is in front of me, and that's what it's all about. Delivering David always brings me in some good stuff, and he did this time for sure. And that's, I appreciate that, but can, again, back to that Mercedes, the Mercedes-Benz Vision, AVTR. Everything works on your thoughts. Hook up the brain scan and go for it. We come back, we're going to find out, do EVs cost more than gas? I'm Mark Evans.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I just go to the car wash. Yeah, I climb in that gas-burning bad boy that I got, one of them, and exercise it. Caretaker for all the cars I have, all the metal I have, but I climb into that gas-burning bad boy and just go to the car wash and park and just watch the cars go through. You never know who you might meet and what kind of cars you might see. A lot of different, unique cars, just like our personalities. Aren't we happy that the manufacturers give us this many makes and models to pick from? Oh, no. What do I buy next? Oh, yeah. That's the question right there. And how do I get rid of the old one, Mark? I want a new one. Lots of questions. I appreciate you joining me here for each and every hour of Auto World each and every week. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. With that said, it's time now, of course, as you know. What time is it? It's AW time, Auto World time. And a lot of you have electric cars. A lot of you are thinking about buying electric cars and maybe just parking the gas vehicle for a while, maybe parking the diesel vehicle for a while. Well, Consumer Reports has come out with a little bit of a news release, and that release basically states that EVs cost more to service than gas models, question mark? Well, let's find out. They did an extensive survey, Consumer Reports did. Battery electric vehicles owners, yes, you can expect to pay more to service their vehicles, including maintenance and repairs, at least during the first year of ownership, according to Consumer Reports, folks. BEVs, battery electric vehicles, they have a cost advantage over conventional gas-powered vehicles in different areas. electric vehicles are coming your way, and more of them are coming your way, meaning a lot of car manufacturers are building a lot more electric vehicles, a lot of different models. Of course, there's just not one anymore. There's more than two. With more and more battery electric vehicles now on the road, plenty of new models set to debut in coming years. Consumers are trying, you and I are trying to understand the risks and what they are going to have to deal with. Recalls, as I state here on Auto World, I always give you a couple, two, three recalls every month. Next week is that week, by the way. You're going to hear me talk and give you some information about recalls. So you know, next week, you're going to have some homework. Just get the paper and pencil out and get ready to write. But EVs, the study that Consumer Reports did looked at the cost of servicing a battery electric vehicle, breaking it down into three buckets or three brackets. One, routine maintenance, such as replacing wipers and filters and keeping a vehicle in tune. Two, repairs, including the broken body and drivetrain parts. And, of course, number three, recalls. Through manufacturers normally cover the cost of these recalls? Ho, 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 ho. Some they do not. Some they do. Right out of the box, though, the BEVs cost about 2.3 times more than gas-powered vehicles during the first 3 months of ownership. The study with Consumer Reports found most of that is from the repairs and recalls. Some of the recalls, folks, aren't covered, meaning you have to pitch some money in there on these electric vehicles. But costs quickly start to decline for battery-powered cars while rising for vehicles using internal combustion engines. Ah, there it is. The first hour I was telling you, what does ICE stand for? ICE, ICE, internal combustion engines. For the first year, service runs about 1.6 times higher, breaking it down by category. The maintenance costs on an average $7 per vehicle for BEVs compared to $30 for the average gas model. But repairs ran $247, nearly double the $142 the owner of a typical gas model spent. Uh-oh. BEVs also ran up $50 in recall costs compared to just $12 on gas vehicles. See, when I do a recall on gas vehicles, I keep saying that special word, free. That's right. BEVs, I understand from Consumer Reports, some of these recalls cost money. Well, first year costs more. It does. But low maintenance costs sometimes come up that the BEVs are better because of, well, you don't need to change oil or do tune-ups. So you don't have the service calls there. But the first year, you've got some recalls coming in that make the electric vehicles cost more than gas vehicles. The typical BEV ran up $77 in maintenance bills, $301 for repairs, and $136 for recalls, for a total of $514. That's after the first 3 years, though, according to Consumer Reports. By comparison, ICE models averaged $228 to $387 and $136 in those respective categories for a collective number of $751. And again, I'm talking about those categories. So the total dollar amount, those categories are routine maintenance, such as replacing wipers, filters, keeping a vehicle in tune, is the first category, first one. The second one is repairs, including the broken body and drivetrain parts. The third one is recalls that normally cover the cost of those repairs are manufacturers, but they're not. So those are the three categories. So, $751 for the ICE and $514, this is after 3 years. But the first year, your electric vehicles are going to cost you more. But in the long run, Consumer Reports state that, in fact, once you have your BEV vehicle, your electric vehicle, and keep it and get that stuff taken care of, the recalls and the body cracks, the squeaking, the noises you're going to hear. Once you get that fixed by the manufacturer, you can be, you know, pleasantly surprised over the years of having it. It costs less to maintain, to do those three categories, it costs less to maintain it over the next three, all the way up to 8 years, they stated, by actually having customers that own them for that many years state the numbers that that cost them and does not cost them. They've had families that have the gas and electric, and they've have both those cars doing the same. It's like they're using one car one day, the electric car one day, the gas car the next day. This is how they're doing the report, which is fair. You know, I mean, it really is. But overall, your EV models, the electric BEV repair costs will come down in the future as automakers learn to avoid problems with battery packs and other expensive components through the EVs, through the electronic, and through you. So I just want to do a shout out to each and every one of you. Shout out if you got a problem with your vehicle, electric or gas. To who? The dealer. That way they can turn it into the manufacturer and they can get it fixed. Well, look at there. We're running out of time. It's the garage door starting to roll down. Again, thanks, everybody, for being here. Each and every hour of Auto World, it's a very, very, I'm very honored and proud to be with you each and every week. And coming up next week, again, those recalls are going to be knocking at the door. So we're going to have a little bit of homework for you. Get your pen and paper out, pencil out, magic marker, whatever, however you'd like to, you know, write it down. Because you might have that brand that has a lot of recalls. And we're going to get you fixed. To save you green right here from the Greasy Garage Studio each and every week in the Auto World Plaza live in Boise, Idaho. It's been a pleasure having you with me each and every week. Don't get bothered and stay tuned because each and every week, oh yeah, in 2 weeks I got a surprise. No, it's not that 56 Lincoln Continental's going bye-bye. I'm going to keep that out in the parking lot. And we are going to keep the gifts in the trunk. Oh, I just love the smashed up Lincoln Continental to keep the neighbors always looking at us. Absolutely. Appreciate it.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Sabbath bell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.